Talkback Jackson Sports, Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. And also brought to you by my buds, Bud Light, and Mick Ultra. Now, right now, we're going to make our way to the Ray Snell Sports Line, because no one knows Jackson County better than Ray Snell, raysnell.com. And we're welcoming to the program Andrea Cabana. You know what, Andrea, first of all, thank you so much for agreeing to be on the show. I appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
But I came this close to introducing you as the Grass Lake basketball coach, which, I mean, that's not the case anymore. You've got a new gig. Tell us about that.
I do. I am, yes, I'm starting very quickly here to be the boys varsity coach at Chelsea High School.
When I first saw that today, I mean, I didn't say anything. I just had a big smile come across my face. I think that's absolutely amazing. Congratulations on the new gig at Chelsea.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm very excited.
Now, I really want to ask you about being a woman coaching a boys team. I mean, it could have happened at some point. I'm sure it's happened some point here in Michigan at some point. I can't think of it at the top of my head. I mean, you have to be kind of in groundbreaking territory here, Andrea.
That's what I'm being told. I'm not 100% sure. Nobody really seems to know, but it's definitely uncommon, that's for sure.
What's it feel like, I mean, right now, going into this situation at Chelsea?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm ecstatic. Yeah. I think it's going to be an incredible experience. I'm excited to be a part of a great district and, you know, and to work with tons of other great coaches and in their teams. And, I'm just super excited. Everybody has been so welcoming, in this process, and I just can't wait to get started.
What do you know about the Chelsea team? I mean, we're familiar with them because we do have some Jackson schools that play them every once in a while, but I mean, we're not as close to them as we were to, say, Grass Lake. So what do you know about the Chelsea team?
Well, it's a strong program from the bottom up. They have a great youth program in their middle school, and they have tons of boys involved. As far as the high school teams go, you know, it'll be something new overseeing a program where there's a freshman team. That's not something I had at Grass Lake, obviously. So lots of boys. With the varsity team, they have three returning all-conference players coming back. So, and then lots of kids that are returning, you know, from the varsity team, but then, you know, obviously a good, strong JV team that will feed into the varsity team as well. So I'm anticipating a great first season.
Do you have roots there or any type of ties already to the Chelsea community?
I don't, not personally, okay. Other than my son Joey does go to Chelsea High School.
Okay. Now, with what was it like when you spoke to your girls on the Grass Lake team? Because I know it's kind of like a year-round program there. What's it like to those who are juniors right now but are going to be your seniors? We're going to be your seniors next year. Have you had conversations with them?
I have. I met with them this morning in person during their forum. Actually, myself and the assistant varsity coaches and JV coach. And, you know, it's a little bittersweet for sure. Leaving Grass Lake was something that I didn't really intend to do until this opportunity kind of presented itself. So it's a little bittersweet and sad in some ways, but the girls are in great hands. April Saltz was one of my assistants last year, and she's going to take over as head coach in Grass Lake, and she's amazing, and that program will continue to be as solid as it ever has, you know, with her as the head varsity coach.
Okay. And you had, pardon my French, you had one hell of a tenure at Grass Lake.
Thank you.
I mean, seriously, state championships and deep runs in the playoffs. I mean, you've got that program set for success. It could have, the easy answer would have been to stay and to keep cultivating that success, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it would have been. It certainly, I mean, Grass Lake is an incredible district. You know, they obviously gave me my first opportunity at coaching, And honestly, the success that we've had is from so many people being so invested in the program and in the girls. And that success is what has really given me an opportunity, you know, to now coach at Chelsea as well. So, it could have, yes, it's a solid program from the bottom up for sure. And they are going to continue to have a ton of success. But, you know, I'm incredibly, you know, going into Chelsea is extremely exciting for me. You know, it's a solid program over there as well. And so I'm looking forward to just being able to contribute and help to continue building that culture and looking forward to that team and that program becoming, you know, more successful than it already is, hopefully.
So how did this process come about? How did you find your way to Chelsea? Did someone say, hey, you should apply for this? Did you see the opening and said, I'm going to go for it? How did that come about?
It was actually kind of a long process, to be honest. Uh-huh. I honestly did not apply for it until the quite a while after it was posted. And I did. I had a few people reach out to me and just kind of encourage me to do it. And, you know, I was definitely intrigued by the opportunity for sure. You know, there'll be some challenging aspects to this for me. You know, and that is, you know, I like a good challenge. So,
right.
You know, after a little bit of thought and talking to several people, I decided to apply. And then the process just kind of went from there.
Okay. Do you see being a successful woman coach as being one of the challenges going into and coaching a boys team?
You know, I personally really don't see any difference with that. I think that the boys that I know in the program, I feel as though they really respect my basketball knowledge. And, you know, I feel like there's a lot of similarities between girls and boys basketball. Having said that, there's, you know, also a lot of differences as well. And so there's going to take some time for the boys to, you know, learn to trust me and me to trust them. And, you know, it'll be a little bit of a process. But in the end, I don't think that the gender really makes a difference one way or the other.
I love the answer. I really do. I mean, no, seriously, because we've had guys coaching girls teams forever.
And yeah, forever.
I mean, as a society, I don't want to, you know, separate ourselves too much from talking about sports right now, but as a society, we got to get to a point where a woman coaching a boys team isn't news.
Right. I would agree with that.
But right now, it still is.
It is. Definitely is.
All right, so, I mean, as far as scouting the team, what names are coming back, and who are you looking forward to having on the floor?
So I have three returning starters from last year. So I have Jake, Joey, and Blanton. All three of those guys are strong players, strong athletes. You know, great players. They know the game well, and they were very, very successful last season. So I anticipate them kind of coming in and you know, being the leaders and really kind of getting us started. But then we have a ton of other kids as well that are going to be key components to our success. Carter definitely is one of them. Lay is another one, you know, and from there, we're going to build with kids that are kind of coming up, who maybe didn't see a ton of time last year or coming from the JV team. But that's kind of where I initially see us. Obviously, once I get in the gym with them in June, you know, things may change and we may make some adjustments and things like that. But going in, I mean, we have a very good foundation from last year.
All right. Very cool. Well, we're all super proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We're looking forward to following this again, even though Chelsea's a team that we don't really follow around here. we're going to keep on. And I think much of the state's probably going to be keeping an eye on it right now, too. So
yeah, I think so.
All right. Very. Anything else left untouched that you feel like our listeners should be aware of right now?
No, I think that's it. I appreciate you reaching out, and you know, it's going to be an exciting ride. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Andrea, thank you so much for the time, and we look forward to talking to you again at some point in the future. Congratulations.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
It's Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, talking with Andrea Cabana, now the head coach of the boys basketball team at Chelsea. Fox Sports 101.9 FM, back with more after this.